Welcome to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. How are y'all feeling today?
Tired.
Sleepy. Exhausted.
All right, okay. So I'm Hannah, your host, and we will go around and introduce the members that joined us today.
I'm Adam.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Kara.
All right, welcome up. All right, so our first thing that we're going to be talking to today is going to be country. So, country's a bit controversial. What are some arguments that people make about it?
It sucks.
And you're wrong.
All right.
I am not.
I'm pretty sure I love it because most of the time when I was growing up, my grandparents, they listened to country. And I can just think back to all the time that I've been up to my grandparents and hanging out with them for a week, just hearing country the entire time.
Yeah, that's great. Anyone else? No thoughts? Indifferent? All right.
I'm pretty sure the song that most country song that people know is Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. That one's iconic.
No, it's Breaking Heart.
No idea what that is.
You're kidding!
Yeah, please don't hit the table. It's been...
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think there are some kind of country music that's better than others?
My friend Carter would say bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
Mm. Yeah, because he's been to multiple bluegrass festivals and has the guitar picks to prove it.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Those are actually really famous in Kansas, believe it or not. It's one of the things that comes up when you say, like, I'm visiting Kansas. What do you want me to do? So, yeah.
Yeah, the bluegrass festival he goes to, it's somewhere in Kansas. Don't remember the exact town.
Okay. Anyone else?
Shoot. So, like, I only know this from my mom. Because she was really big on it a couple years ago. Country music's really gone to crap, and she agrees that like the older country music's like way better.
Oh yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, because whatever Garth Brooks is doing, yeah,
no, ma'am.
Just give me some good old I forgot his name.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
He's good.
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. So why do you think such a widespread genre is controversial in the first place?
Because most people think of, the country, South, redneck hicks that...
Racist.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's usually the fan base, too.
All right. I know, I have one friend that's really big into country. She was my roommate in college. And I know that a lot of the things she would listen to, she was very careful on who she would pick because there was, like, the mainstream stuff that would be more, like, pandering to audiences with different things like that. And then there would be the other things that she grew up listening to that were a lot more just, like, fun songs and things like that. So I think that has an effect on how you see country, definitely, is how you were introduced to it and what sort of artists you were following in the first place. Because she can point out like punk country and things like that, which is kind of crazy. But you know, you got to remember that a lot of rednecks were remembered for doing things like striking against their bosses and things like that. So yeah, any thoughts on that?
Country, it's like a broad range of what it can be about. The country that I listen to the most is just the songs about working hard, and then lots of them are about their girlfriends.
And then their beer in their truck.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. Alrighty. And then, just a question for everyone. So everyone come up with a song in your mind, and if it's one by Carrie Underwood, it is. What's the best country song?
Achy Breaky Heart.
Alright.
I gotta go with Heartland. I don't remember the name of the guy. I'm probably gonna remember here in like 5 minutes.
Alright. Anyone else?
I'd just say Anything by Johnny Cash.
Anything by Johnny Cash? Good choice.
No.
All right, and that's it. All right. So now we're going to move to our book of interest. So this time we have an entire series, the Unwanted series. So if somebody would like, go ahead and give a synopsis of the book. What is it about? Who is it about? When does it take place? What kind of genre? ETC.
Okay, so The Unwanted, it's about a society, the society Quill. They separate people into three different groups: the Wanted, the Necessaries, and the Unwanted. At your 13th birthday, you are separate. You are picked. Mm-hmm. And if you are wanted, you're treated like royalty, and you get all the nice stuff. Necessaries, they just do the backbreaking labor, and unwanted are sent to their or death, air quote around death, at where they're shipped off to outside the walls, where they're supposedly killed. But in the reason they are separated is because of their creativity. And once you're supposedly killed, the person in charge of it tells you, no, you're not going to die. You're going to be taught magic.
Ooh.
And so the first series, it's all about them learning the magic and then the people of Quill figure out that they're not actually being killed. The fight between the two, which, of course, the magic people win.
Wow, awesome. That sounds really cool. I'm a really big fan of fantasy and magic, so that's actually really awesome.
Sign me up for that society.
Yeah, and actually the Garpug Library is where I've gotten most of the books.
Yes, we do have all of the books. That is definitely true, and they do circulate a lot, so feel free to come in and get them. Were there any parts that you liked more than others, or...?
It's all good.
All good? Alrighty, good. Any least favorite parts?
And probably a bad part is when it starts getting into kind of, because it's teenagers, kind of the love of the between Meh. It. Yeah.
Oh, romance. Because
it's done to a good amount, but I'm just not the sappy person. So I don't
enjoy
it. Gotcha.
Yeah. Certainly for a certain person. So that kind of sounds a lot like other dystopian books, I think. So if anyone wants to like shout out a dystopian book that sounds like that. Are there any other books that are like this, either with dystopian or any other genre or anything that you think would relate?
Hunger Games.
Jerk.
Okay. Great minds think alike. We love it. Hunger Games is a great example, I think. Same kind of gist, definitely. Any others?
So, in fifth grade, I read this series. It was the Ugly series. And, wait, do I describe it?
Yeah. Describe how it pertains to anything, or...
So, these people, they're born into, like, the ugly part of the world. Or society, there's like a something in between them. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Okay, I think I've heard of this series.
Yeah, and so when they turn 16, they like go like into a surgery thing, and then they get moved into a whole other city where the people who have had the surgeries live, and then they're called pretties. And then there's like, they put a thing in their head that makes them all stupid and bubbly. It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But there's a plot twist with the main character, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. My English teacher did a book talk about this. And isn't it that one of the... Don't they just decide, nah, I ain't having that surgery, and then they hightail it?
Yeah. Went to the Rusties.
Cool. All right, any other books like that? Any other thoughts?
That's all I can think of.
Any book at all?
No.
No.
All the books that I read that were like that, I read in like fourth grade, so yeah. I don't remember them.
I get that. I know. I used to read Haddix a lot when I was in like elementary school. All right. Cool. So now we are going to move on to our next section, which is going to be April Fool's pranks. So does anybody have any really cool stories about April Fool's pranks? It can be one you did or one that happened to you or you heard about it.
Can I just, like, do the best one that's happened to me that was also really kind of frustrating?
Okay.
Go for it.
So, it's political.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Is it gonna be, like, bad political? Like...
It involves one of the presidents.
Should we keep it clean for radio?
It's not, like... It's not bad.
Okay. do we want to like warm up with another one first, or?
Sure.
Yeah, let's warm up with another one. And this one I did. This was a few years ago, and my brother, who's kind of an idiot, it's like crappy memory.
Can't
one day, we I wake up before my brother all the time, and then at one year, or April Fool's Day, my parents woke me up and like, okay, Adam, grab your toothpaste, go outside and hide. We're gonna wake up your brother and then just say, what? You never had a brother. And then kind of just, and then confuse him. And he was super confused, like, huh, what? And he just woken up, which made it even funnier.
That's like elaborate.
Yeah, and then I came back in, and I was like, hi, Andy. And then it's hilarious. He looked pretty stupid.
Wow, okay. Really cool. Any others? I know my family, we usually had, my mom would tie a bedsheet all the way, or like tape a bedsheet all the way around our doors and fill it with balloons. So when you open your door, it was just wall of balloons coming in. It was crazy. And then there was one time we got back at her and rubber banded the, spray nozzle on the soap or on the sink, you know, in the kitchen. And it was so funny because she like goes to turn it on and she is tired. She's a little bit late for work and everything. I kind of feel bad. I'm blowing this, but it was so funny. she turns it on. It sprays all over her. And she has to go change her shirt. It was so funny.
I did that to my mom once.
Yeah.
How grounded.
I didn't get grounded. She just laughed.
Yep. There you go. Alrighty. Cool. So do we have any traditions in April Fool's?
Shoot, no.
Yeah, my family, we don't have a tradition of April Fool's pranks because we kind of just got bored of it. And my family, we do have a plan to do one on my dad, but we're just terrified of what he'd come back with.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because, you know the little poppers that you get at 4th of July that you can throw on the ground and they pop?
Mm-hmm.
We normally have some leftover ones after 4th of July. Put them under the seat of the toilet.
We,
for some reason, have a bottle of laxatives in our fridge. Put some in his desk, so he's got to go sprinting.
No!
And then he sits down.
That's the end of that story. Oh, my gosh.
No!
All right. Wow. Okay, so do you think a prank has ever gone too far? That's my next question. That was a good segue.
Yeah, my family's prank would probably go a bit too far.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you think?
A bit.
It only scared the crap out of him, literally.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And do you think, what do you think makes a solid April Fool's prank? Like, what are the solid parts of it?
If no one gets hurt.
The stupid look on the other person's face.
Gotta have it. All right. So we are going to go to our next segment. All right, so our next interest is going to be our special interest for otters. So what's so cool about otters?
They're cute.
They are cute.
They like ice.
Like ice? Wow.
Yeah.
They're cool.
And otters, they're tiny, adorable creatures.
Yeah.
Yet in the wild, they will beat you up.
They are quite vicious in the wild.
Oh, they're
in the
wild.
They will take on crocodiles, owls, and cut them out the winner.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Intense. That's one way to live.
Yeah. Okay, so do you like river otters or sea otters better?
All of the above. I don't know the difference.
Okay, cool.
I don't think there's much of a difference.
One lives in rivers, one lives in the sea.
That's the difference.
That's the only difference.
Gotcha. Wow, I thought that would be more controversial, but.
An otter's an otter.
Their diet differs a little bit.
Yeah.
Otter's an otter. Probably. No matter where they live.
Well, I know otters like use rocks to break open their feet.
Yeah.
Sure, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so otters are intelligent creatures that find normal life fairly boring. Some zoos and aquariums will teach them tricks as enrichment. Do you think otters should be taught tricks?
Yeah.
Yes.
If dogs can be taught tricks, why can't otters?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Also expected that to be a lot more controversial.
Who would say no?
Well, I don't know. So, like, the argument for no is that... it's like harmful to the animal because the animal doesn't naturally have humans telling them what to do, right? But the thing is that otters are really intelligent and they like learning stuff like that. They like learning. So it's a question of like, is it good for them because they get to learn something or is it bad for them because they're forced to do things? But then also got to think about the fact that animals won't do anything they don't want to do. Like, if you're handing them food and being like, sit, they're not going to sit if they don't want to.
Yeah. You know?
If they do if they do the trick you want it to do, give them food.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
This shoot, you can do that with me.
I mean, that's how my mom trained me and my brother to sit down and shut up.
If you clean your room, I'll give you dinner.
No, we didn't go that far. It's if you leave me alone for the next hour, or I'll get you ice cream on Friday.
Wow.
Or else.
Positive and negative reinforcement in that one. That was great.
Classical conditioning.
That's how I'm going to raise my kids.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll feed you if you leave me alone.
That's called child abuse, Maggie.
You can't withhold food.
That's like federal law. You got to feed them.
Yep.
I know.
Alrighty. We do have otters. In our Cedar County Zoo, I know.
Yes.
I don't know if they have them in Tanganyika.
They do.
They do? Okay, well, they do.
Don't they have, like, Asian or something?
Yeah. My family went to Tanganyika, and my mom spent a good 15 minutes looking at the otters.
Wow.
Me otters too. Are fun to watch.
Yes.
When I love otters.
Yeah, the otters, they would just be zipping in and out and fighting over a rope.
Cute. Nice. The Cedar County Zoo otters are not that active. They sleep, yeah. They sleep in a log.
Oh.
Like, all day.
Me too.
So do you have any fun otter stories from seeing them?
I've never seen them in person.
Oh, okay.
They just like to sleep in logs.
I just like to see pictures of
them. Well, see, the trick with the zoo is you got to come at feeding time.
Yeah.
If you go at feeding time, because I used to volunteer at the zoo, so I used to feed them. Fun times. And they were so cute because they would get so energetic. Because they'd be like, oh my God, there's fish. And they get to hunt the fish. And they're like, this is so fun. So it was like a really fun thing for them. But most of the day, they would just chill.
Imagine being fed, like, the best time of your life.
I know.
I mean.
I know.
Welcome
I certainly enjoy what I go out to eat. But anyway.
Welcome to being a 14-year-old.
I mean.
All right. So we are going to move on to our next and final section. Alrighty. So this is our sports section, and it's going to be about tennis. So how many tennis players do we have here today?
I play tennis.
Just one.
Just one.
Just the one. All right. So what would you say the hardest part about tennis is? Anyone can answer this question.
Doing it.
Serving.
I think it depends on the person and if you're playing singles or doubles.
Okay.
Because doubles, you have to know both what your opponent is doing and what your partner.
Oh, yeah. That'd definitely be more difficult.
I've only ever played tennis in school, and it sucked.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
of my partners were mad at me.
Okay, gotcha. So does anybody watch tennis, nationally or anything? Or
no.
The only thing I know about tennis is that it they're infamous for grunting. And you're like
yeah, got to master that. That's like their personal, like, call sign, you know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there. All right. So yeah, that's a huge thing in tennis. Also how points are scored, huge thing in tennis.
Yeah, it's confusing. Even my tennis friends say it's confusing.
Hold up, I know zero
yeah.
is love.
It's love, yeah. 15, 30, 40, and then game.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I don't like it.
It's literally intervals of 16 or 15
no,
and then
no.
10.
Nope.
Oh, I played Wii tennis.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one
There's
right there.
That.
That's the best tennis.
Wii remote.
And hopefully you don't accidentally pitch
head.
It at the screen.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you wear the strap, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not allowed to wear
the only good tennis is Wii tennis.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about table tennis?
That can get violent.
No? It can't get violent.
Is that just like ping pong?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No opinions.
No opinions? Okay.
I've just heard of that.
I really like playing it at college or something because we would all be like, you know, procrastinating and not doing anything. And we'd be like, I have a million things to do, but we're going to play this instead.
That's my sister. She got into tennis this year because she wanted to avoid stuff.
Well, there
oh,
you
yeah,
go.
That's how I got into running. It's 2021. I've been with my family for 5 months straight. I made a deal with my friends last year that probably none of them remember. I'm going to do cross country now and avoid my family.
Oh
and
my
it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday at my track meet, I avoided my parents.
I'm not able to avoid my mom because I do school at home.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. So any other statements? Thoughts? No? Okay. Head empty at this point. Got it.
Yeah, Mother Nature needs to get at her stuff together because I'm tired of being blown away every day at track practice.
Yes,
I know. Honestly. It's been so windy.
Yeah, at one point at one of the practices, us, one of the seniors, we found just a brand new pair of flip-flops on the ground. No one had any idea who they belonged to, so he grabbed them, he threw them into the wind. They curved back and nearly hit someone.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. All right.
I'm always complaining about the weather. Like, oh, it's too high. It's too cold. It's too windy. I don't even go outside.
Honestly, yeah. All right. So yeah, if nobody has anything else to say, then we're coming to the end of the podcast. We got a few announcements. The reading challenge of 2022, it is still ongoing, but just so you know, technically speaking, it will end May 15th. So start finishing up your reading and vote for your favorite book. That voting will be out until May 30th, and at that point, we will have chosen the teen favorite of 2022. Yay! Woo-hoo. That'll be a fun book to, you know, see what everyone thinks. So, yeah. So be sure to do that. Also, April 26th, we're going to have a Decades Party Night, so be sure to come and have a lot of fun with whatever we choose to do for fun party games. We're throwing around a couple of ideas right now, but be sure to show up in your favorite decade costuming, and it'll be super fun. Anything else y'all got to say?
No.
Solid no.
I don't want to write my rough draft.
Yeah, I know. Procrastination is a huge thing.
Is my best friend.
I don't want to do anything.
I do most of my homework on Sunday night.
Yeah, I get that.
I had to do a lot of homework last night.
Can you do my chemistry for me?
I'm a freshman. I haven't even been to chemistry yet.
Uh-huh. I'm taking physical science or just biology?
Physical.
I'm a seventh grader.
It's been I'm so allergic to science.
No.
Yeah, alrighty. Well, this has been Time with Tab, a podcast run by the Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. I'm Hannah, and we are signing off for today.